Okay, bags in the car, gifts in the car. Pie! Pie needs to go in the car. Oh, you already grabbed it. Okay. Yeah, you took it out of the fridge, but still needs to go in the car. Okay, yeah. I think that's the only thing left. Yeah, I think that's everything. But there is actually one more thing. No, not something to pack. Look, before we head over to my parents, we need to talk. It's not something we can talk about on the way over. I don't want to be distracted while driving, and this is important. I need to be able to look at you. I know we might be late, but this is important. It's actually been on my mind all day, and I wanted to bring it up to you earlier, but I'm not upset. It's just, remember when you asked me to grab your phone yesterday to check the pie recipe? Yeah, you were covered in flour, so I went to go get your phone from the room where it was charging, and just as I picked it up, you got a text. And I saw it, okay? So then I looked, and I saw all the messages. When were you going to tell me? How long exactly did you think that secret was going to stay hidden? Yeah, I knew you were friends on Facebook, but that's a formality. No one actually uses that. And I know you follow each other on Instagram, but that doesn't mean you actually talk. And you had some really in-depth conversations there. And the pictures? Really? No, I don't want to hear your excuses. I just need to know, how long has this been going on? Weeks? Months? How long have you been sending messages behind my back? So, you were planning on just going to meet my family today and pretend? You were planning on keeping up the lie? Why didn't you just tell me that you've been texting my mom? I've been nervous out of my mind for this day, for finally taking you to meet my family, and you've already been talking to them without me knowing anything about it. She sent you my embarrassing childhood pictures, for Christ's sake. I'm not angry about it. Okay. So, I am a bit upset, I guess. You know that today has been really stressing me out. It's not that I was nervous that they won't like you or anything. You're amazing. Of course they'll like you. And we're really good together. Good for each other. I think they'll see that and appreciate that. But meeting my family, spending the holidays with them, it's a big step. It's a serious step. And it's something that I thought we were going to do together. You secretly becoming BFFs with my mom is, it's not really a bad thing. I kept imagining today over and over again all the different ways this very first meeting could go down, and now I have no idea what to imagine. I have no clue what to expect. I'm sorry. I'm probably overreacting. Thank you. Well, I guess you did take care of getting the first part of introductions out of the way. So, thank you. I appreciate you, and I have no idea how this trip is going to go, but I'm glad you'll be there with me. Yeah, you'd better get all your groping in now, because my parents would be scandalized to see that. You absolutely will not touch me like this at their house. No, I'm totally serious. We're going to be in separate bedrooms the next few days. My parents think that I am their good, innocent little girl, and they have no idea that you've spent more nights in my bed recently than you have at your own place. When you can touch me like that here. Well, if we're going to be late anyway, I'm the one who's always running late, and based on what I read in those messages, my mom already adores you. You apologize for me running late, and it probably won't tarnish your image. Yeah? Then you're wearing too many clothes. Can I kiss you while I'm buttoning your shirt? We've got to multitask. We don't want to be too late. Uh-huh. Mm. Oh. Oh, baby. I want to put my mouth on you, but if I'm going to give you hickeys, I should move a bit lower. Mm-hmm. Oh. Can't have those marks showing above your collar. My parents may think you've corrupted me into doing something not so innocent. Oh. My parents may think I'm still their good little girl, but I'd rather be a good girl for you. Please. Tell me how I can be good for you. Mm. Yes, sir. I can get on my knees for you. Do you want my hands first or my mouth? Oh, you're right, of course. We're multitasking. I hope you're enjoying the view from up there. You won't see me like this again for the next 5 days. So you better enjoy it now. I can take more of you. I can. I'll be a good girl and take all of you. See? I told you I could. I know you like it when I lick the tip like this. I know you like how I tease you with my tongue before taking you all the way into my throat. I can go faster. That's okay, baby. Sorry. Yes, sir. I can go faster. Just pull my hair and you can push me onto your cock as fast and as deep as you want. Uh-huh. I'll be a good girl. I'll take it all. No, it's okay. Please, I can keep going. I can do more, I promise. Please, sir. I want to do more. I want to make you feel good. You want me to stop? Wasn't I being good for you? Yes, baby, please touch me. sorry. I mean, yes, sir. Please touch me. Just slip your fingers in my panties. You can already feel that I'm wet for you. Oh, fuck. Just look at how much is on your fingers. Remember how I taste now? And next week you can tell me if I taste better after 5 days of abstaining. Yes. Please keep touching me like that. Yes. Yes. Please. Keep. Shit. My mom is calling. No, that doesn't mean you have to stop. Hey, Mom. Yeah, we're, running a bit late. I had to stop for gas, so, we'll be on our way soon. Oh, yeah, he parked at my place. We're only taking one car, so, yeah, of course, I'm bringing the pie, just like we talked about. What? Oh, I'm just distracted. Pumping gas, you know, just pumping. I gotta get back in the car now. Yeah, so, yeah, not sure the ETA off the top of my head. I'll have to check traffic and all that. I'll call you when we're closer, okay? When we're close. Bye, Mom! Yeah, bye. Okay, see you some soon. Okay. Holy fuck. Oh, God. Please, sir. I want you inside me. I'm already so close. I don't fucking care. We're already late, so I can change my panties and clean up before we leave. Just bend me over the counter to take me here. Please? Oh. Yes. I know what I'm supposed to say. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for filling up your good girl. I don't know how much I can take. No, no, please don't stop. I mean, you feel so good, and I was already so close from your fingers. Yes. Yes. I'm so close. I want to come for you. Yes, sir. I do. I want you to feel me. Yes. Yes, please. Please, sir. Please keep fucking me. Yes. Yes. Please. Please, sir, make a mess of me. Make a mess. All over my legs. Please. I want to feel you. Oh, fuck. I want to feel you. Come inside. Please. I'm so close. Oh, yes, sir. I'm ready. Yes. Yes. God, you're still going. Fuck. Please grab my hips like that. I don't know if I can stand up on my own. I'm gonna keep taking it and be a good girl for you. So please, please come inside me. Please, please. Fuck, it's too much. Please. Please. Yes. Fuck. Oh shit. Yeah, I am. I knew I'd have to change my panties, but you pulled out a little early and spilled onto my dress. So now I'll have to change that too. Which is fine. Wow. You really have a way of making me forget how stressed I was. Hey. Being with you like this, it makes me wish we could just stay here. Forget family obligations. We could just celebrate the holiday. Just the two of us. I know. Maybe next year? While I go get cleaned up, you'll put the pie in the car? Thanks, babe. And text my mom. Tell her we'll be late because we had to go back for the pie or something. I don't know. As long as the excuse comes from you, trust me, she'll believe it.